Welcome to episode 3 of P&B Unplugged.
Good job, Caleb.
I'm working on it. I'm not Rodney Baucom yet, but no, I'm working on it.
You're no Rodney Baucom. The gospel greats. That was really good. I've been thinking about starting a singing group.
Hey, you know what?
Good luck.
The gospel greats.
You got it, bro. That was great.
Thank
was
you.
Was it? That's what I was going to
say. Caleb would encourage anyone, though.
I just want to say
you're doing great.
I just want to say up front.
You are the gospel great, actually. So I'm done now. Go ahead. You want to say up front?
Interrupting is very disrupting.
She muted your mic.
How dare you.
So I want to say up front that we've been doing these Facebook Lives, and we're now doing this podcast or whatever. I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was like, you know what I love about them, about all this stuff that y'all are doing now online? I said, what, Mom? She said, autumn. I said, why? She's like, it's just, it's a different side of her, and I just love it.
She like said, she's never met me before.
Yeah, she said, I just feel like I'm getting up. I just, sitting down and talking with her. I love it.
No, I'm probably on her prayer list now.
No, that's so nice.
I thought it was really sweet.
You're doing a great
I
job.
I just forgot Olivia was here and it like jump scared me when she came around the corner.
And I think it's really cool that, I want everybody to know out there that if you're watching the Facebook Lives on Tuesday night and if you're watching this podcast, most of this is being done by Autumn and Caleb, put together by Autumn and Caleb. So I appreciate you guys. You guys
very
are doing a great
so.
Job.
Yes,
thank
are.
You.
You know, this has been fun. I've always told Autumn, I love getting to obviously go travel and sing, and we do a lot of that. But at each place we go, you have about an hour and 15 minutes. Well, if you're Baptist, you got about 45. But
amen.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But, you know, you don't want to take up all day when the Lord... So it's kind of nice to just kind of sit down and let everybody get to know how crazy we are.
You don't have a time limit, you know? I mean, we try to keep it about 45 minutes to an hour.
But honestly, what you were saying, this is like... These are things that Autumn has said for a long time, like, hey, we should do a podcast. Here we are.
Well,
like she's spoken all these things into existence.
I really didn't mean to blow you off for so long.
Sure.
No, not you. I was doing it. Go, babe, we ain't got time. I'm kidding.
I mean, sometimes you just really feel like you don't have time for things.
It's true.
So.
Yeah. We made time tonight. It's 9:20 p.m. right now.
It is. It's already bedtime.
Do you want to explain why we are here?
Yeah. So tonight we're in Autumn and Caleb's living room, and for the last 2 weeks we were in mine and Carmen's living room, and the reason for that is our air conditioning went out. Earlier in the week we got home from a trip to Ohio, and the thermostat was set to 72, and it was 80 degrees in my house. So we called the HVAC people, and they came out and took care of it, but we already had our stuff set up here from when we did the Tuesday Night Live, so we were like, I'm not tearing all that back down and
it's
taking it back
it.
To my house. So we
because
just,
then we get to load up tomorrow.
And go to New York. Like 10 hours away, so woo. That'll be fun. The reason for this P&B Unplugged is just for you to, you know, exactly what my mom said, for you guys to kind of see a different side of us and for us just to kind of get on here and talk and banter. We're good at that, I feel like. Even Autumn's good at that.
I'm good at it in this type of setting.
That's what I mean.
She's much better than I am.
So. I can't do it in front of people, though, like. It's hard. I stutter too much.
I always said that you would be a great stand-up comedian.
If there were no... It was if.
That's what I mean.
If exactly. There was nobody in the audience.
Yeah. But I will say, when we're riding, when I'm driving and Autumn and I can just sit up there and talk, we're laughing, cutting up, and we're not even talking about anything.
No, stupid stuff.
Stupid stuff, so...
Caleb always says that when he hears you all talking up front, but then when he gets in the driver's seat, silence.
We see each other constantly.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, I mean, Autumn talks to me. Slow down. It's green. That's a stop sign. Thank I know you. It's a stop sign.
Thank you, Captain Prism.
Can you please put your seatbelt on? Yes, I have. No, it's true though. We do see each other all the time. We talk a lot, so.
He ain't got nothing left to say.
But it's funny. In the back, I can see Carmen doing the like. I just, you know, I just want to go to sleep. And I'm going, hey, Carmen.
Blah, 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 blah. You do the same thing.
I do. And the whole time. And Carmen's so gracious, too. She's like, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that'd be. That's great. That's
please stop talking.
I'm going to get a snack so I can stay
finally,
awake.
Finally, Carmen's like, I'm sorry, guys. I got to go back here with Olivia.
I'm so sorry. I hate
then
to leave.
She just goes back there and scrolls in silence. Like, thank God.
While Olivia's passed out.
Puts her earplugs in.
Hey, so, it's the best like time to have your own mom time back there in the back. There
absolutely.
What's Olivia doing? I don't know, but she's got three adults up
she's
there.
She's quiet.
Hey, you know what? I think you deserve that time.
Honestly. You're just being nice.
No, I'm being serious. It's a heart attack. I think you deserve that time. So
you're kind.
I'm happy that you have it. All right. So, Autumn, why don't you explain a little bit about what tonight's episode is all about? And it's going to be a little bit different than the first
two
episodes.
Maybe not as funny, unfortunately. Maybe,
yeah, but we'll still try to.
Oh, it's still going to be funny.
Well, Caleb's here, so.
So I'll try to do this without stuttering.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody here. So we decided.
There's nobody here.
We decided, and by we, I said, I decided that we should do like a top three or a top five general like series. On the series, on the podcast.
Right.
So this time I said, let's do top three, maybe not of all time, top three favorite gospel songs. Doesn't have to be, no specific subgenre of gospel music. Just has to be gospel music.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's...
Contemporary Southern gospel,
exactly.
Praise
Caleb
and worship.
Likes black metal. Gospel a lot.
I'm kidding. No.
Christian metal.
Christian metal.
It exists.
It does exist.
So yeah. That's what we're doing.
Right. Well, before,
and none of us know what each other's songs are.
Yeah, we purposely didn't tell each other what they are. So,
and I said before the podcast started, I said I really feel like I'm going to get judged a lot tonight.
Well, that's just
there's
the
only
same
three
as
songs.
A
how much can you?
Link.
Actually, I chose five.
I did too.
Why did you guys choose five? I only chose three.
You're an overachiever.
Well, I'll tell you, I took one off. I took one off earlier and replaced it with something else. Right. So I'll add it back.
Okay. Now so I do want to have one disclaimer. All right. When I say these songs, I'm not saying that it's the best
the
gospel
best songs.
Sure.
I've,
here's
the only
this
song
is what I fear because I'm so afraid that people are going to get on the comment section and be like, "Y'all don't know what you're talking about."
You don't
Midnight
know good
Cry
music.
Is the best Cry. Song that's ever been made, and that's probably true.
Brother,
I mean,
have you ever heard The Lighthouse?
That's what I'm saying, and I'm that's probably true. I want a disclaimer that these are the top five songs for us.
That right. have impacted yeah. us
songs,
personally.
Yeah, songs that meant something
I already
to
got
us
another one.
Point.
I got five now.
So oh, I have chosen one song from my childhood, one song from my high school / college years,
oh.
and then three songs from my like adulthood.
Buddy, I started digging back. I don't
I
really
went
know why,
and dug
but
back,
I
but
way,
I didn't
way.
Choose very many old ones. I only chose maybe one that was technically
I kind of structured like you did, Jake. Well, I guess that's why people think we're brothers, because we do a lot of stuff alike.
So do you have three or five?
I can go either. I've got three that I wrote down, but I had two more in an honorable mention.
Perfect.
Honorable mention. Hey, that's like, great.
Yeah,
well,
one each.
Here's
one
what
do,
I was thinking. Could we do like five, four... Three.
Oh, mine aren't in an order.
Oh, that's
no particular
okay.
order.
But how
that's
about okay. we do that? Each one do
like
one.
Yes,
one
that's
do
what
one
I was saying. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Caleb, I don't feel comfortable starting.
Me either.
So
Caleb never feels anxious in any situation, so he's
yeah,
going
to
start.
He's probably good.
It's not even really that I feel nervous. It's more like...
You kind of feeling out.
You want someone else to throw out there.
I'm really
well,
feeling
you
like you guys are going to judge me.
Oh, gosh. Sorry. You already know Caleb's going to be black gospel, probably. Mm-hmm.
Which at least somewhere in there.
Okay. I guarantee that one of his songs is going to be by Charles Johnson and the Revivers.
Oh,
or
close.
Smoky Norful.
It was, that was.
Okay, go with your first song.
Right, go with all your first
right.
song.
Here we all go. Right. So when I first got saved, you know how we always talk about there are a lot of contemporary songs that are new to me. But
right.
you are like. No, man, this is an old song.
Right.
Well, the first, I remember the first, when I got saved, my cousins got me listening to Third Day.
Oh, yeah.
And so I didn't listen to contemporary music because, and my dad, he's come a long way, but dad was like, you don't, that ain't real Christian music. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. So,
so kind of like the mayonnaise story.
Yes. Never mind.
Move on.
Anyway, so I remember riding down the road. My mom loved Third Day. Mm-hmm. And so she would, it was the Time album. And so on the Time album, I remember hearing the song. It was between these two songs, Your Love, O Lord, which I love. Yeah. Still one of my favorites. But the song that got me was Don't You Know I've Always Loved You. Mm-hmm. And that song, I listened to it and listened to it and listened to it. And it just,
that's a good one.
I don't know. It just always ministered to me. And still to this day, when we start talking about, like, we start digging into old contemporary days, I'm like, Time album, man. Yeah. Third Day.
I love Third Day's Offerings albums.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caleb's always like, hey, man, I heard this new song. It's called As the Deer Panteth for the Water.
It's like a Michael W. Smith song that came out in 2001.
That was like from the 80s, bro.
Have you guys heard The Spark by 10th Avenue? Yes, brother. Yes, we have.
So let me say this real quick. Caleb was talking about,
who's stuttering now?
What I'm trying to get to is that we may have some new viewers on the YouTube page that don't know anything about us. So just in just a couple minutes, just share what your testimony is so that people know you were talking about right after you got saved and that sort of thing. Yeah.
So I was raised in church. My family traveled in gospel music, and I did that for years. And when I got about 15, 16, I started getting into things I shouldn't have. Well, then that turned into spiraling further, and then I kind of fell into a life of addiction. Alcoholism kind of paired with that and just living crazy. And so my life was a train wreck. And when I was 22 years old, though, that's 15 years ago, I went to the church I grew up in, and I think they were giving announcements. I've said that 100 times. Still this day, don't know what he was saying, but the Lord started speaking to my heart, and I got saved that morning. I got delivered from addiction and alcoholism and
Amen.
All those things. Didn't mean it was a bed of roses, but the Lord really just came in and made a drastic change in my life. And Carmen brought up a good point about that a while back, and we may share that some other time too in depth, but I always wondered, like, why didn't I have to go through a recovery thing and all that? But Carmen said, well, think about it. If God was preparing you, look how quick you went into ministry. If God was doing a quick work to get you on the path and get you going, I was like, that's a good point. So anyways, so when I came out of addiction, when the Lord changed my life, that's when I found Third Day and actually started listening. I knew who they were, but I didn't know anything they were singing about.
That's so awesome, man. I remember listening to Third Day and Mac Powell. And he'd be like,
Creed 2.0.
It is like Christian Creed. It's like,
yeah.
We're King of Glory.
That was almost on my list. That song.
I'm going to go next then, because literally, Your Love, O Lord, and King of Glory were two of my. I was debating which one from that album I was going to put on there, because
it was a great one.
So I went to a concert with, probably one of the first concerts I ever went to with my youth group was over in North Carolina somewhere, and it was to see Stephen Curtis Chapman. I knew him, and I really liked him. And then the opening act for Stephen Curtis Chapman was some group I'd never heard of called Third Day.
You are kidding me.
No. I saw their
Indie Third Day?
Yeah. They could have been more popular than I really knew, but I'd never heard of them. I was like, who's that?
Wow.
That's so cool.
And I watched them play, and I was like, hey, that's really good. But I didn't really know their real true genre. Like, I didn't really know their true self because of the worship albums. Those were the Offerings albums. Mm-hmm. Those are the first ones that I ever heard of. And then when they started doing their normal stuff, I was like, I don't like that as much, I guess.
So which one did you pick, or did you do both?
Let's say Your Love, O Lord, I think.
Very good. That's a good one. That's a good
Carmen,
one.
That reminds me of...
It's so cool that you were that you were around back when Third Day was an opening act.
Third Day was my first concert that I ever went to.
What?
Really?
You got to go to? Was it at the you can tell Winter that Jam
we're,
thing?
Yeah. You can tell that we're all around the same age.
I went to when they were at Freedom Hall. I don't know if they were there more than once, but I was there.
I went to, I think it was Winter Extreme. You know, there's like 15 different winter things.
Yeah, you're right.
I went to the Baptist one, whichever one that one is. But yeah, they were my first concert ever.
That's cool.
That's neat.
Yep. Oh, I'm next.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, well, I do have an old song, but I'm going to leave it for last. But my first song is new.
Oh. Got it. What is it?
Y'all know that 15-minute song, He's in the Room?
Okay.
By Maverick City Worship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maverick City Music. I don't even know. All I know is Tasha Cobbs sings it, and she can flat sing.
She slays that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah.
I can't do this.
It's okay. You don't have to do this.
I'm going to literally start crying. Look, after his eyes.
Just don't talk about it. That's a great song. I like
I'm actually going to leave this part in because you guys know I'm not faking it. Jacob's next. Anyway, this song came out in 2023, and I really like it. You should listen to it.
All right, so maybe what we can do is if you write all these down...
I'm going to make a playlist.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay.
She's so smart.
And I'm also going to see who has the oldest song.
Okay.
It might be... Well, go ahead.
It might be me.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so my... I don't know really what order to go in, but I think I'll start here. When I was in college, I had just, like... I gave my life to Christ when I was like 15, 16 years old and truly gave my life to the Lord. And I'll talk about a song from my childhood later on. But this song was just always a lot of fun to me. And when I went to college, my eyes were open to like contemporary Christian music. Like I literally did not know that anything besides the church hymnal existed until I went to college. Okay. I grew up in church.
Meanwhile, I didn't even know about the church hymnal until like 10 years ago.
It is so crazy to me that you were like, you grew up listening to like whatever you grew up listening to.
Classic rock and Casting Crowns.
And
Barlow Girl.
Literally, yeah. I did.
And but anyway, there was this group that I discovered when I went to college, and many of you will know them, and it is contemporary Christian, but... They're called Shane and Shane, and everybody's going to judge me for this, but they are some of my, still really some of my one of my favorite groups. And it's just two guys, and they started out, they went to Texas A&M, led worship in Texas A&M, and they write a lot of songs from the Psalms out of the Bible. And one of my favorite songs by them is called Psalm 118. And it's... Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And it's fast and it's upbeat. And I've always been I love acoustic guitar. And so they play the snot out of acoustic guitars. And it was just, it's upbeat and it's fun and it makes me like bounce. And I just really, really love that song.
It is a good song.
Me too.
My roommate, Austin Mitchell, he's the one that really introduced me to them. And I just, their live album is great. They have all kinds of music.
And now they do the Worship Initiative thing.
Like 100 of them.
They get a lot of albums.
I mean, if you get on Spotify and look up Shane and Shane, there are probably they've probably recorded 50 albums.
But they did it to help people in churches to be able to.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's a great choice, actually. You know, and I didn't know anything about until I met you. I'd never heard anything by Shane and Shane. I said, who is this? You're like, oh, it's Shane and Shane. I said,
yeah.
I'm looking them up to see how many albums they've got.
They're really, really great. They both sing in the clouds, like they're way up high. And it's just good music. I just really love it.
I still love when we first met, you were doing Liberty all the time.
Yeah. That's a Shane and Shane classic song.
So when I was playing drums behind you way back in the day, I was like, yes, we're doing it.
Yeah, so the ministry that we worked for before we became Phillips and Banks, We were worship leaders, and that's kind of what I came out of college doing, was leading worship. And so
27 studio albums.
It's crazy.
Oh, is that all?
Do you remember when they came to college and did a concert? Were you there?
Yes.
That? Okay.
Of course.
But they were not that well known at the time. Yeah. I mean, not nationally broadly well known. They were. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were popular, but.
And I think they've been around a lot longer than we think they have, too.
Yeah, I don't even think they, I mean, they're pretty popular now, but even like just a few years ago, I don't feel, maybe before like the worship initiative thing started, it was still not like they were super, super well known, I don't feel like.
They weren't played on the radio as well.
I still don't think they're played a lot on the radio.
No.
Sad, man.
But they're really great. Look them up. Okay, all right.
Mm. All right, Caleb, song number two.
All right, let's delve into the childhood.
I love it.
My dad, I've been thinking about this song a lot, and maybe that's why it may change. Years from now, when we're doing another podcast, I may say, you know, another song that I used to love. like I'm going to be. Anyway, but this song is, it's actually a Ronnie Henson song, and I've been thinking a lot about it, but I didn't know until we were making our hymns project, and it was just cool. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and fanboy. I love Ronnie Henson. If you ever get to talk to him, you're ever in a place, Jacob's been mentioning quartet convention coming up, go in there and talk to him, because the man is just, he's not like, oh, I'm a celebrity. Ronnie's like, hey, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah,
you
know? He's cool, man.
But he started talking about all these songs he had written, and so one of them that he wrote is called Power and Prayer.
Oh.
And my family used to sing that when I was a kid. Like the chorus would, he'd sing, oh, there's power in prayer, power to spare. All that we need is waiting right there.
Oh,
a few words, a child's faith, and it's goodbye despair. Oh, there's power, so much power. There's power in prayer.
Oh, it's got cold chills. It's good. But
nice.
When my dad sang with my aunts, most of the time my dad would, he played guitar and he'd sing bass.
Mm-hmm.
I never put that together till now, so I'm picking up the mantle. but when he'd sing lead on that song and my aunts would sing with him, and oh my gosh, man. That song, even when I was a kid, I thought, there's power in prayer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That song just always stuck with me. So,
and your life kind of lived that out, too, because your parents and your aunts and uncles, they all prayed for you for a really long time. So it's true. There's power in prayer, people.
There was a lyric that never made sense to me until I got older, because I thought Dad was saying pearl, like P-E-A-R-L.
Peril.
Peril. Uh-huh. But he was saying peril. But my dad, I mean, if you've heard me sing, I pearled with Sam. Oh, it's got a pearl in there. But it was talking about a bed holding the body periled with pain. The doctor tried, but hope was in vain. Gotcha. Oh, but wait, someone's praying, you know, and that's
great.
It's a powerful song, man. But anyways, yeah, power in the prayer.
All right, Carmen, song number two, babe.
Okay, y'all are going to not like these songs, maybe, but it doesn't matter.
I don't like
it
them songs.
Matter. It doesn't matter. It's what I, something latched onto me.
That's
okay?
Right.
So I had this friend when I was younger, and I grew up with her, and she was a Church of Christ girl.
Oh, so no music.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so she had to, I think they must have had the corner on acapella stuff, because she gave me this tape, and I'd never heard of this group before, but they were called...
You said it was a tape.
Tape, I know.
Oh, it was a tape. And we would listen to it at her house, and then she let me have it, and I took it home, and I wore that thing out, and it was called, their group was called Acapella.
I love acapella.
You know them?
Carmen, Criminal on the Cross?
I don't know. See, no, that's that one tape was all I knew. It was, let's see, We Have Seen His Glory is the name of the album, okay? Mm-hmm. Or excuse, I don't know if it's an album. It's tape. Anyway, but I found them on Spotify today. I didn't know they still existed, and they have a whole lot more albums. But anyway, my favorite song from them, I'm going to put, is Good Living.
Good
L-I-V-I-N.
Living.
L-I-V-I-N.
That's what I'm talking about.
Good Living. And when I was listening to the songs today to try to figure out, okay, which one of these, I was like, you ever thought about pulling lyrics out from like
Don't tell your age.
Mm-hmm. 25 years or more out of
and
the back
knew,
of your...
And you know every lyric.
I knew every word. I was like, how is this happening? But
awesome.
Yeah. And you'll probably hate that music, but you might find something in there. It's just because it's dated. I think the album actually came out in like 1999.
Is this a man's quartet, Carmen? Or am I thinking of a different a cappella?
It is all men.
There was five of them.
Y'all are making this hard for me to find.
It's on Spotify. I did find it.
Okay. I'll fix it then. I'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. That's
but anyway,
awesome.
It exists still. That's what I was shocked about.
I love it that we are bringing up songs that aren't really like super mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Well, also, I got to thinking about how, why are these songs, like, why do I only know these songs? And I think it's because if I didn't have a CD of it, or I didn't hear it on the radio, I didn't know it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's right.
So, I mean, I was like, why do I, oh, it's because I had a CD of them.
We live in a different age.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Autumn's no Spotify.
I'm going to be quiet.
Autumn is not in that age.
I grew up with iTunes, baby.
Music is just so much more accessible
now. Which, I'm so glad.
Me too. Even though, well, we won't get into that.
Anyway.
Can't make no money off
music anymore. But.
Okay, my second song is, everybody at the table knows this song, Now I Know Him by Joseph Habedank.
That's a great song.
Yeah. We have... met one that we've crossed on, babe. That was on my
really?
List. Yep.
That's a good one.
Sorry.
That's a really good song.
Let me see what year it came out. I don't want to play it. I heard it a million times.
It was after his first album, 2014,
yeah.
After he
came out of addiction.
Right. Did his
came out of rehab.
Yeah. I specifically like, there's a part after maybe a key change or something there, or after a bridge, where he changes the words to the chorus. And he says, I don't even remember what he says at first, but he changes it to, now I know him as the healer of my heart. Now I know him, the hand that led me through the dark.
It's so good. I'll be honest with you. He's one of the best songwriters
ever.
He is, man.
He's so good.
Well, he's just a good person, too. You know.
What's your Joseph song?
My Joseph song?
Yeah.
Okay. My Joseph song is off his Resurrection record, which is his second studio album, I believe. And it's a song called Just When You Thought.
I almost picked that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, I feel like I'm choosing a lot of, well, you'll see that I'm choosing a lot of slow songs tonight, but I think those are the ones that have impacted me probably the most over the years. And this song talks about how you can never, maybe escape is the wrong word, but like escape the grace of God.
Yeah.
And like
in a good way.
So the lyrics are really, 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 really good. You need to go listen to that song if you've never heard it. It's called Just When You Thought. And honestly, I know that song didn't go number one for sure, because his first number one song was Shame on Me, I think. And it deserves.
It should have.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's, you know, it is what it is. But that song, some of the most powerful lyrics that you'll ever read. They're really, really good. So if you ever get a chance, Joseph Habedank, he's the man.
Olivia, when she was little, she wouldn't say something. She said something. I want to show you something.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when I'm singing his song, Something Different, I sing it to myself, Something Different. And I told Olivia that the other day. She was just rolled her eyes like, you guys are never letting this.
Bro, side note, she is becoming a teenager.
I know, bro.
It's bad. Okay, whatever.
Go ahead, Caleb. What's your next one?
So, hold on. I got my list here.
Yeah, I'm having a look.
My song, whenever I need like a, every time I hear it, just lifts me up, is Shackles by Mary. I love it.
You're not going to read that. I wasn't going to put it on my top five, but I was like, I really do like that song.
That is awesome.
I love that song.
Take the shackles off my feet.
Oh, yeah.
So I can
2000.
Dance.
2000.
That's awesome.
25 years, bro.
I didn't even know before I ever got saved. You know, I don't even know what radio station was. I happened to like flip through the radio station and I found the Black Gospel station one morning. And my sister and I were and you riding just ran somewhere. It's Sunday morning.
Yeah,
so
for
I'm cranking
20 years.
It up. And that's the first time I'd ever even heard of Kirk Franklin because they were playing Stomp.
Yes.
And, I was just getting ready to bring up Stomp. All my people say Stomp.
But then right after that, they started playing it. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that, like, gospel rap, that's not rap, but to me, I was like, yes, this
hip-hop.
Is awesome. Hip-hop.
It's awesome. So,
yes, I love Shackles by Mary Mary. Oh, man. It's good.
All right. All right, Carmen, you're next.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go with another upbeat. That Good Living was upbeat, so I'm going to go with this one. Jesus Freak.
Hey, dude.
DC Talk. Dude. Okay, this is my specific memory of Jesus Freak, is that I remember being in my grandmother's house, and my brother and my sister, it must have been new. I don't really know, but...
Didn't it come out in 95?
Me too.
Oh, no.
I don't know how I remember that. But I don't know either. You just wrote it down, but yeah, I did not look at that.
Oh.
I just knew it released in
95. I know this song in its entirety, if that helps.
Yeah.
Front to back.
Oh, yeah. So I remember trying, like, listening over and over
Talk
and over.
Talk about rap, almost.
Yeah, well, trying to rap. Learn, yeah. Trying to learn the raps in there. I remember being in my garage.
Can you do it?
Probably.
Just do a little bit of it.
Autumn, you want to start? Hold on.
My favorite part is what he's talking about. I'm not rapping.
No, do it.
No, I'm not.
Do it.
I'm not.
Okay.
I saw a man with a tat on his big fat belly.
It wiggled around like marmalade jelly. It took me a while to catch what it said, but it had to match the rhythm of his belly with my head. Jesus saves is what he raised.
In typical tattoo green.
He stood on a box in the middle of the city and he claimed he had a dream.
What will people
okay,
think
you're welcome.
Man,
I told you I knew it.
He's an innovator.
Well, anyway, I love that song.
Toby Mac, though, Diverse City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Diverse that City. Too. That's a great song, too.
Rise.
Okay, I'm going to shift gears.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
And this is like progressive Southern gospel, but it's the Martins.
Oh.
And it's actually a re-record of a Point of Grace song. Remember Point of Grace?
Yeah, of course.
It's a song called Heal the Wound. Do you guys know that song?
No, I don't know
that's
that.
A song.
Let me tell you the specific lyric that every time I hear it, I about have to turn it off.
As you can tell, we're lyric people. We
we're
all about lyrics. So
this is the second verse, and I'm just going to read the second verse in the chorus. I have not lived a life that boasts of anything. I don't take pride in what I bring, but I'll build an altar with the rubble that you found me in, and every stone will sing of what you can redeem.
Oh man, that's good.
Are you kidding? Heal the wound, but leave the scar. A reminder of how merciful you are.
Oh, man. You're going to make me cry. That's crying so good.
I know it's beautiful.
I do know
And
this.
I like the Martins version better. Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, the Martins are cool.
I know.
Well, I have a Martin song, but it's an honorable mention.
It's okay.
I could not put it in my top five, but it is an honorable mention.
Leave it for later, though. What's on your top five? Oh, wait. No, tell you. Tell
you
us
want
now.
Me to leave that for last?
No, tell us now, since we're on the topic of it.
So, my honorable mention, when I was a kid... I really thank my mom for encouraging me in my music because my dad is kind of like a kind of guy. You know what I mean? Like he's not really into music. And I asked my papa one time, his dad, my dad's dad, I was like, papa, what kind of music do you like? And he's like, I don't really like music. And I was like,
but he plays our music. Like that's the only CD in his truck.
Yeah, it's only because he loves me. But I was like, or us.
Or you.
Or Caleb. Yeah, for real.
But I could not believe that he said he didn't like music. I was like,
what do you do?
How do you not like music?
Swap shop.
Don't get me started again.
It just blew my mind. And but anyway, getting back to my point, my mom would take me to these like fifth Sunday night singings. And just about anybody, they let just about anybody get up there. And I had these little soundtracks and stuff. And I used to sing this Martin song called Marvelous Grace. Anybody remember that song?
Marvelous Grace. I don't know if I know that.
The first verse says, I was in prison, locked up in chains. Sin held me captive to sorrow and pain. Years of frustration as love passed me by until the master heard my heart's cry for grace. Marvelous grace. I needed grace to pardon and make me whole. Grace, grace, God's grace. Grace,
something about
I can't remember the last line, but anyway, the bridge they pull in that
the hymn.
Yeah, grace, yeah. Grace, God's grace. And I remember as a kid singing that, and I don't know if I fully understood what it was all talking about, but man, that Martin song, it gets me.
What year do you think that came out?
Martin's 1988. Hang on. I'ma say 1993.
96.
Ah. All right.
What 96. You got, Caleb?
Good luck finding these lyrics, man. But Carmen did say, I am a very big Smokey Norfolk fan. I love Smokey Norfolk. It's a song that, oh my gosh, it just hit me. I felt like it was somebody had written this song and every lyric in it was like, ah, finally, something I can sing to the Lord or say to him is I Need You Now by Smokey Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
When he goes into the chorus, it just simply says, I need you now. But the way the song starts out, that's my song I go back to when I'm struggling. When I'm like, God, I just can't take another step. I'm tired of trying to fight.
I remember one time you told me that you would listen to or sing that song when you were like up walking around with your diabetic,
yep.
With your neuropathy,
yeah.
And your pain in your feet.
Yeah, I sang that a lot. But that's the very, it opens up and says, not a second, not another minute, mm-hmm. Not an hour, another day. But at this moment, with my arms outstretched, Lord, I need you to make a way. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, I need this song.
Add to playlist.
Yeah. So that song just has been special to me since the day I heard it. There's a version of it. I love to hear just the studio version, but there's a version where he's singing it on the Gaither.
I've seen that. Okay.
And so he's singing, I Need You Now. But he goes into, he says, my grandmother would sing, I need thee, oh, I need thee. And it was just incredible.
All right, Carmen, do you have, I just want to know if you have any Southern Gospel songs. Carmen.
Actually, no. But that's not because I don't, it's not because I don't love Southern Gospel. Because when I went back down the wormhole.
You grew up on contemporary.
Yeah.
I went all back to my, yeah. And I got stuck there, so that's why we don't have anything probably recent. So, okay, here's my song is Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Yes.
Mercy Came A-Running.
That is a great one.
It's a great one.
And
they are legends.
They are. And we got to see them.
We did.
Singing in the sun, baby.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was awesome. It
was
Can you
cool.
imagine being Phillips, Craig, and Dean and like having that many recognizable hits in your arsenal?
They couldn't even sing them all that night. No. Like they missed some. I was like, no, wait, do this song.
I know.
So I'm just going to read you these words and then we'll move on. Once there was a broken heart, way too human from the start, and all the years left you torn apart, hopeless and afraid. Walls I never meant to build left this prisoner unfulfilled. Freedom called, but even still it seemed so far away. I was bound by the chains from the wages of my sin, and just when I felt like giving in, Mercy came running. Yeah. Like a prisoner set free. It was, anyway, you need to look them up if they're older than you. Yeah. Maybe
that
you should go back.
That song came out in 1995.
Okay.
All righty then.
Apparently when I was 10,
every time
good things happen.
That song comes on, he and I both are waiting for that, the rim shot, man.
That snare in that track is...
It's like 100... pounds of reverb.
And I love every second of
Jack
it.
Jack and I are like, crank
yeah,
it up
man.
Just for that. All right, cool.
Dude, you can listen to that song, Roll the Windows Down.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but we could probably list like at least 5 of their songs to put on a list.
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right, moving.
Oh, yeah.
So my next song it's not really that spiritually significant. I just love this song and it's old.
That's okay.
Okay.
Trying to Get a Glimpse by the Cathedral.
You know, I almost
that's
put
a
that
good
on my
one.
List. That's
specifically
a great one.
The live version.
Yes.
Yeah, George Yonks.
I just think it's such a good song.
That is yes. Autumn. Like we were
I
just
love that
jamming
song.
That.
Okay,
what you got?
Okay, so I absolutely love the Isaacs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a big inspiration, especially as far as like our. Like harmonies go. I drew a lot of inspirations from groups like the Isaacs and the Martins and things like that. And one of my favorite Isaac songs, and I could list many, but one of my favorites is Dining with the King
That's a good one.
You know what? We should have. We have the same brain, I think.
Don't you like that song?
Yes, it was almost on my list. It didn't make the cut.
For real, for real. Okay. Yeah. Well, can you? So there's a story in the Old Testament about King David and a guy named Mephibosheth, and the song is about that story basically, and it talks about how Mephibosheth was the last,
part of the line of
King Saul. And so when King David took over, Mephibosheth just figured he's going to kill me. But then the story goes that David showed Mephibosheth grace, and he went from, you know, the poverty. Song says that he went from poverty to royalty, from unworthy to majesty. He went from begging for the crumbs out on the street to dining with the king. And it's the same thing for us, man. You know, I mean, like, we don't deserve the kind of grace that David showed Mephibosheth, but we receive that through the blood of Jesus. And it's just so, that song just draws such a great parallel between that old story in the Old Testament and to our relationship with Christ. We can go from eating crumbs out on the street to literally dining with the king. And it's just a...
The lyrics change at the end.
They
too,
do.
To say that.
Read the... What's the change lyric?
It shifts in the bridge. It kind of shifts perspective in the bridge, but it basically says, if you're alone and broken, you don't have to live that way. The King of Kings is calling you today to go from poverty to royalty, yeah. From unworthy to majesty.
It so says, good. Stop begging for the crumbs out on the street and start dining with the king.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that is stuff. So good. That's probably my favorite Isaac song.
That was,
you know, that Elisha song is really good.
Yeah,
too.
I thought about
it
that
as
too.
Well.
Okay, this one is my. If you see me driving down the road and I'm crying my eyes out, this is the song that I'm listening to. It's just called "Let the Church Say Amen," and it's Andre Crouch wrote it. Marvin Winans kills it.
Do you have a specific lyric that you want, Caleb?
Even in the valley, see if you can find that line because I'm. It's going to be toward the end, and because the whole time, the choir in behind it, everything gotcha. That he's saying, it's almost like he's preaching a message. What's the lyrics say right there?
Even in the valley or standing at your Red Sea, continue to say amen because your help is on the way. My God has spoken. I heard him. Let the church say amen.
Yeah, so this whole song is just talking about when I was first getting diagnosed with all these things. I remember finding this song a couple years ago, and it's just talking about, you know how toward the end of the song, sometimes people start, it's almost like they're just calling out things that God's given to them right in that moment. And I remember what he's saying in this song is, no matter what the Lord brings to your path, no matter what he's taking you through, no matter what life is handing you, if you understand that everything is passing through the Lord's hands, and everything is working out for your good, then all you have to do is say, let the church say amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be so. And I thought about that, like, whatever the Lord chooses for me to do from here. And I told Autumn and I were talking about that earlier. If this kidney transplant, pancreas transplant, whatever happens, it comes. It doesn't matter. The thing is, God's in control of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what he decides to do in any situation in my life, I just want to be in the position to say, amen. You do what you want to do, Lord.
Yeah.
And so that song, it just, oh, man. I listen to it all the time. It's
okay, last, and I know for sure that this is an entire album that impacted me because I was listening to it today again and just weeping in the kitchen.
That's awesome.
So it's Stephen Curtis Chapman, all the way back to the Speechless.
Oh man,
album.
That's a great record.
And this says it came out in 1999. But the whole CD, it's probably because I have it all memorized and it all just came flooding back to me too. But I think today, Speechless was the song that I love the most. And it has that in the bridge. It has just straight up scripture in there. And on the bridge it says, how great is the love that the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And every time I, we have that in our bathroom.
We do.
You know that?
Yep. Just a reminder.
And so, but every time I see
right
that.
Right next to the toilet.
Every time I see it in our bathroom, I sing the song because I was like, that's how I memorized that scripture. But anyway, I'm just speechless at how the Lord has lavished his love upon us and has done so much for us. Anyway.
All right, my last song, I'm honestly shocked that nobody has said this one, is Praise You in the Storm by Casting Crowns.
Oh, that's a good one.
There's a part of this song that I really like. I really love, it's coming out of the first verse into the chorus. The whole first verse is like, hey, where are you, God? I thought you would have fixed this already. But the second part of the verse says, but as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.
It's Job.
It's good, man. So that good. Is really good.
Now, I will tell you a quick story about Casting Crowns.
I thought you were going to say about Job. I was like, we read it together, buddy. I don't
know. No, they made a huge impact on my life because their first record, I remember I had just gotten saved shortly before that. And I grew up in a very strict, traditional, you know, Southern Gospel
2003
church. 2003, yeah. And not that that's bad. I didn't know anything else, like I told you before. And so I remember my dad was kind of strict, and I'm not trying to talk bad about him. He was just trying to protect me, and, you know, he wanted to make sure that he was
giving you the right
giving
stuff.
Me the right yeah, stuff and putting the word in me and all that. So I remember him being like, nah, I don't know about all this other, you know, music and stuff. You don't need to listen to that. And I said, Dad, I said, I promise you, man, it is so. This is so good. And he's like, I don't know about all that. So I brought him that CD. I said, I tell you what, I'm going back to college, and I'm gonna come back next weekend. Will you just listen to the CD? And so I came back the next weekend, and I can count on one hand the times that my dad has told me I was wrong and you were right. And that was one of those times. He told me, he was like, you know, that's good music. I was like, yeah, I know. And
could you sign a piece of paper noting that you said that?
He still listens to that record to this day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My dad, his like branch, same thing. Third Day was his group though. I came in one day and he's like, it just ain't right. I said, Dad, you let me play you one song. And so I played him Your Love, O Lord. And to this day, that's his life.
He loves it.
That's his jam. That's awesome. His Third Day jam. So that's so
and
cool.
And we're not trying to bust on our dads.
No.
I mean, we're just.
I mean, I try to every chance I get.
But. My dad listened to classic rock.
Okay, so I got a Gaither Vocal Band song on here.
Okay.
It's called He Is Here.
Aha.
That arrangement
that's a good one.
Is beautiful. And the second verse.
Did he write that?
I don't know. But the second verse is absolutely wonderful. I can look it up for you. I searched for peace among the shadows dark and lonely. Gave up on finding that strong and lasting love. I tasted all the things that sin could ever offer me.
Yeah.
But today I feast on manna from above.
Kirk Talley wrote that song.
Oh, really? Man, Kirk.
That also tracks.
You're the man. He is here. Hallelujah. I remember listening to that song. I'd be riding down the road. One hand
eyes raised closed. Up.
Somebody else drives.
I mean, seriously.
Jesus, take the wheel.
I did some crying to that song. It is just beautiful.
It's a good one, yeah.
And then this is going to be old. This might be the oldest song on the list. I don't know.
The oldest we got right now is 95, so.
All
right. This I'm sure. Well, maybe.
No, 93. That Martin song is 93.
Is it 93? I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay. I don't know. No, you said 96, didn't you? The
yes,
honorable
I'm
mention.
Sorry, I
okay.
did.
All right. So this song is probably the oldest. It's the McCamies.
Oh, well, yeah.
And it's called Do You Know How It Feels? And it is just so special to me because it brought a lot of conviction in my life. And that's a good thing. You know, a lot of people think of conviction as something bad, but conviction is a good thing. And that song just, it really drew me to Christ. I mean, honestly, do you know how it feels when you know something's missing? and hear a small voice that you just keep dismissing. I've said it 100 times, but I knew exactly how that felt, to dismiss that still small voice in my heart over and over and over again that told me I needed to be saved. So I'm thankful to the McCameys for writing and recording a song that helped draw me to Christ. So anyway, I love Do You Know How It Feels. It's a great song.
Hey, now, that song, Good Living, whatever that about, it was 1990.
Oh, Carmen won.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, when was Do You Know How It Feels?
93. Mm. Before I was alive, I'll tell you that much. Right. Not much, though. Did not much
wanna,
before.
Did you want to hear my honorable mention?
Yeah.
Not, yes. Not really.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. My honorable mention. Uh-huh. Autumn wrote this song called The Fight.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's still one of my favorite songs.
Oh.
Olivia said she loves that song.
And I'll tell you why. One, because we didn't know she could write until that project.
You know, I wrote that song sitting on the toilet. I did.
It was a fight. I'm
just kidding.
I was fighting. She was fighting for her life.
Church in Boozy Creek.
It was a Methodist church, wasn't it?
That's yeah. Where my cousins go.
Yes.
Yeah. I always forget when she gets into the bridge that she let me, I got to put like, I don't know, maybe 2-3 words into that song.
You did.
She's like, hey, can you help me write? I was like, yes, I got to help with the song.
But he does not have writer credit, sorry.
No, but I don't care. I love that song.
I'll get that sound exchange check.
I think it was just so unexpected to me. I love the lyrics. I think it's very catchy, and it stays in my head sometimes when I feel like I'm fighting the devil tooth and nail some days. But it's true. No matter what happens, I won't give up the fight. And I think, I didn't even know Autumn had that in her, man. She, here it was. So I love that song.
It's a great song.
That's guys, all I've got, though.
Okay, make sure that's all I got. Okay.
All right, thank y'all for watching tonight. I hope we'll put the playlist. Are you going to, like, link it somehow at the bottom of the video?
I think I can do a link in YouTube, yeah.
Okay,
you can
cool.
do a link in the description yeah. box.
Yeah, so link in the description.
You get it.
Hey, you can even maybe put it up at the...
Yeah, I can probably put a clickable link in the video.
Oh, yeah. Should right? take care.
Oh, that'll
I'm
be cool.
Kidding. Don't point, because I probably won't be able to figure it out. But if I can figure it out, it'll be right here.
Hey, we love you guys. Appreciate you watching.
Don't forget to subscribe to the page if you haven't already. We got some more videos coming up. Check it out. Tell your friends about it. Don't forget the Facebook Live on Tuesday night, 7:30 Eastern Standard. And click the little bell so you get a notification. And you'll know exactly what's happening with P&B Unplugged.
God bless you guys. We love y'all. See you next time.
I had to get it in there. Sorry.
Bye.
Love you guys. Bye.